Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Lewis Starling with the Anointed Word International Ministries. We just give God praise today and tonight. Praise God for just being alive. Praise God and giving Him praise and glory for allowing us to see another day. It is just His goodness and His grace. And we're so grateful, praise God, to know, praise God, it's just Jesus, praise God, that is allowing us, praise God, and giving us, praise God, the opportunity, praise the Lord, to be before you today. And we're not going to prolong the time, but Father, we're grateful for what you are doing and how you are doing it and why you are doing it. But God, nevertheless, the enemy, praise God, does, it cannot win. It cannot win. We thank God, praise God, for you and you. But tonight, we're just going to chat a little bit, praise God, and just give God glory and praise of how He has blessed us and how, praise God, He has kept us throughout the week and how He has allowed us, praise God, to see a new day. And praise God, tonight, praise God, I just want to talk a little bit on, let's make a deal for the Lord tonight. Let's just make a deal, praise God. You know, praise God, how this show that used to come on TV, and for many years they called it Let's Make a Deal. And they showed, you know, the debate, praise God, of how you can get this and how you can get that. But the premises of the show involved, yes, wearing crazy costumes, praise God, and winning merchandise and being offered the opportunity to trade that merchandise for something else. But if they wished to do so, they then took the item that they already had, praise God, and they won, and traded them for items they could not see. And sometimes the item was worth hiding. It was hiding behind a door or in a box. And the contest had to make choice. And the contestant had to make a choice. But if they choose to trade that prize they had already won, they might get something better or they might get what you call zunk. I mean, something that's no good. They would make a sound. And that is, they might leave with something worthless. And the show succeeded because they were always someone on there who was willing to make a deal. Now, you might want to praise the Lord, what am I talking about this for and what it has to do with what I'm about to say? Well, the answer is very simple. It's a very simple answer, and it's a twofold, praise God, study and a question. And the Lord sent a man named Moses down to call what? Egypt, to speak to the king called Pharaoh. And Pharaoh had enslaved the people of God and the children of Israel, and God wanted Pharaoh to let them go. And when Pharaoh refused to let the people go, God sent an awful judgment upon Pharaoh and his people in the form of 10, you know, devastating plagues. And during the course of these plagues, okay, listen to me, Pharaoh offered to let God's people go, but he wanted them to go on his terms. Mm-hmm. But four times he offered to let them leave, but each time he Pharaoh, attached a condition and a compromise to their leaving. And he was saying to Moses, I know God said to let his people go, and I will. Let me make a deal. And he wanted Moses and the Israelites to trade that which God had promised them for something less. Now, you may be wondering, what does this have to do with us? Again, the answer is very simple. You see, in the Bible, there were many, many, many types of symbols where one thing stood for another. And in 1 Corinthians, praise the Lord, 10:6-11, Pharaoh is a classic type of a devil. A classic type of a devil. And Egypt is a type of a world. And Israel is a type of a church. Are those who are saved by grace. And when the Lord sent the Spirit of God to convict us, he sent it to convict us and save us. He called us to lead the world and our old master, the devil, behind. You put the devil out, but did you let him take his bags? Praise the Lord. You put him out, but did you allow him to get his bags? And the devil, you leave the devil behind. In 2 Corinthians 5:17-16, because it says to us, and when we become a new creature in Christ, behold, new things are past, and behold, new things take form. Things take form when we become a new creature in the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, what do we say? Dear friends, God wants to lead us to the life that is a spirit-filled and blessed life. The devil wants to get you to trade the blessings of God for the rubbish of this world. He will offer you every compromising things, praise God, at his disposal to attempt to lead you astray. Sadly, many of the people of God, hallelujah, people fall for Satan's trick. Today, I want to point out the four offers that Pharaoh made to Moses and Israel. See, the devil make promises to you, praise God, and he'll come because he know, praise God, most people of God like, most people in the world like to hear things that sounds good, whether it's good or not. But if it sounds good to the ear, it is, praise God, something they might be willing to take a chance with. Because, praise God, they like, the Bible said men like things that they have itching ears. They'd rather believe a lie rather than the truth. And this is a clear picture of the compromisation that Satan will offer you to trap you if he can. The devil is always looking for someone willing to make a deal. I think before I preached to someone, deal or no deal. But he's trying to make a deal with you. Praise God. Learn the truth, praise God, about what the Word of God says. And how do you do that? By getting in the Word of God, studying the Word of God, and knowing the Word of God. You're not fooled by every and tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes along that so easily beset you and make you, praise God, turn from the truth and believe a lie. If you praise God, the Lord is saying we must learn today that the desire is for you is to trade gold or stone and glory for sorrow. And as I talk to you on this subject, let's make a deal. Now, you see, why don't you just sacrifice here? What is the sacrifice here? Why don't you just sacrifice here? Pharaoh is saying, let's make a deal, Moses. You can serve the God, but you don't have to leave Egypt to do it. Serve the Lord, but do it here. Because I need the people that you have. These are the people that kept my grounds upkeep. These are the people that work, praise God, to keep my domain in order. These are the people that I needed, praise God, because they were the one that I used to keep my crops growing. You can stay here, but you can serve the Lord here. But this is the same deal offered to many believers. The devil comes by and he says, let's make a deal. Go ahead and be a Christian if you want to. But don't change your lifestyle. You can be saved and still be just like everybody else. Moses refused Pharaoh's deal for two reasons. Their sacrifice would have offended the Egyptian. The Egyptian considered cattle to be sacred animals. The bull represented their god, Apis, and the cow, their goddess, Hathra. If the Israelites had sacrificed those animals in Egypt to Jehovah, that would have been a rotten and a violent. It would have been rotten and violent. But the Egyptian would have never understood the worship of the Israelites. Now, note this right here. Nothing has changed. The world cannot possibly understand the worship of the spirit-filled Christian. After all, they find the Christ, the cross, as a symbol of a scandal and foolishness. Is everybody got a cross around their neck, but they still sinning. They're still doing what they want to do in this world with their life. But yet here they say, I know God. I know who he is. He know me. I know him. But I just can't separate from the things of the world because I love it, but I keep him on the side. But let me explain something to you, my friend. After all, they had the cross and the symbol of the scandal and the foolishness in 1 Corinthians 1:18. For believers to attempt to worship God in spirit and truth before the world would cause problems like you cannot imagine. Why? Why is that? It's because, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Why is because? The buzzword of the day is tolerance. We're supposed to accept people as they are and affirm their right to be. We're not supposed to be narrow-minded and intolerable. However, the message that I'm saying to you tonight of the cross is not a message of tolerance. It is a division and a devastating message that the world does not want to hear. Now, I realize that many are tempted to blind the sight to bind your sight and sound in the feel of the world with the message of the cross. Yes, they are attempting to do this is to reach more. See, one thing about the world don't want Jesus. And it don't want you to give them Jesus. And it says to reach more people for Jesus. And I am convinced that many of it out of a pure motive. But the problem is this, the message of the cross and the music methods and the means of the world are like oil and water. They simply do not mix. Satan, my friend, listen to me. Satan will tell you that you can have Jesus and the world too. He's a liar, and the truth does not dwell in him. You will either embrace Jesus and him alone, or you will embrace the world. You cannot have them both. Hallelujah. Hey, God, Matthew 6:24. If you're really living for Jesus, then your commitment to Jesus will be offensive to the world. If you are committed to the world, then your lifestyle of offensiveness to Jesus. Sadly, we are living in a day when radically we sell out and believers are hard to find. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for that word tonight. I thank you, praise God, for what you said here tonight. It wasn't, praise God, something hard to understand. It was only, praise God, that if we love Jesus like we say we love him, then we will follow him and obey him, and the world will see the Christ in our life. It wasn't what God had commanded. The Lord told Moses to go to Egypt and bring his people out. In Exodus 3:10, anything less would have been to compromise the command of the Lord. Friends, it must be this way. The servant of God are to separate themselves from this sinful, wicked world. 2 Corinthians 6:17, 2 Corinthians 7:1, Psalms 1:1. And when God's people continue to walk in lockstep with the world, it says something about how they see God. God said it is not to be. God says is not to be obeyed. In 1 Samuel 15:12, God says it is better than other gods. It is better to obey God rather than man. I pray, God, praise God, you get an understanding of what was said here tonight. The Lord is saying you can't serve two masters. Let's make a deal. You cannot serve two masters. Either you will hate one or hate the other, despise one and love the other. But you cannot serve God and mammon. God says, and God, he said, he will save us, but he cannot do it as we please and we want him to. We must come to him as we are, and he will no wise cast us out. You be blessed. I pray, God, praise God, the word is plain in your understanding. And understand, it is Jesus and him alone. You be blessed.